Item number 8 from the County Executive, submitting an informational report on the Milwaukee County Human Rights Commission, including objectives and the functioning of the newly reinstituted commission.
Very good. We welcome Mr. Jason Ray back with us. Dr. Cole, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Chairman. We have Jason Ray here, who's the chairman of the Human Rights Commission, and he's going to give an update on their progress.
Very good.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
The floor
is yours.
Thank you. For those of you that I was able to meet at the last meeting, I am Jason Ray. I am the president of FAIR Wisconsin, the statewide LGBT advocacy group, and also the executive director for the Wisconsin LGBT Chamber of Commerce. So we held our first meeting in December after getting confirmed by all of you, so thank you for that, where I was unanimously elected chair and Ms. Martha Love was elected our vice chair.
My condolences.
I was out of the room for just a second. I came back and found out that I was elected. So
I'm surprised you were treasurer.
At that first meeting, we initially kind of brainstormed a list of topics and areas that we wanted to address, really starting with a basis of working on educating ourselves about some of the programs within the county so that we can go back out to different constituency groups across this county and report on some of the things that are happening. At our January meeting, we met with Nelson Solar to talk about some of the disadvantaged business opportunities. So we can go back and report on some of that. And then we also met with Rick Sessions here from the county to talk about some of the equal opportunity employment practices and things so we can just have a better sense of what was going on administratively. We had our second meeting then yesterday where we met with a professor from UWM, Tom LaBelle, who talked about prisoner reentry and really talked about some of the specifics around incarceration rates here in Milwaukee County so we can have a better sense of some of those issues that prisoners face as they reenter our society. And then we also heard from a woman named Denise Wooten on the Building Neighborhood Capacity Program, which is a White House initiative based on helping improve specific communities here within the county. So our work really right now has been very foundational on laying some of that groundwork. So as we continue meeting with representatives from the county and other constituency groups, we have a solid educational basis. We also met yesterday with the Equal Rights Commission from the city. And are trying to find opportunities that we can work together on that, including potentially doing a Human Rights Day event. Human Rights Day is celebrated December 10th of every year, and doing a joint program where we'd love to invite all of you to participate in that.
Okay. Comments from committee members? Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Ray, where are your meetings?
Our first two meetings have been held here in the courthouse in the county executive's conference room. Our next one, we're looking at other county facilities so we can go out actually into the community and engage others that way. So we don't have a set spot for our May 8th meeting yet, but we're looking at somewhere else outside of the courthouse.
Are your meetings open meetings?
They are, yes.
Well, I would appreciate being informed as to where they are. I have the schedule. We have the schedule, but I would appreciate being informed.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you. Mr. Ray, I know we acted on this rather recently, but the composition of the commission itself escapes my memory. Could you just run that down for us?
Sure. It's myself and Martha Love, Reverend Willie Briscoe, a woman named Sheba Gill, Kathy Smith from Legal Aid, Supervisor David Bowen, and I'm blanking on the seventh, and my apologies for that. Please don't let her know that I'm blanking on the last one, but it's a great mix from across the county.
Good, good. That's helpful. Thank you.
Very good. Any other comments? Mr. Ray, first of all, thanks for coming and looking at your possible future topics of discussion. You've got a pretty energetic agenda.
We do. Trying to narrow them down for a couple of speakers and at one meeting. We had 2 hours yesterday and 2 hours the time before, so there's lots we want to go over and discuss.
Very good. Would like to have you come back maybe in 6 months or even 9 months. I know that your meetings are going to take you through the rest of this calendar year, but maybe early 2014 we can have you back and kind of update us as to where everything is.
We'd be happy to. And I know you have the meeting dates. We did change yesterday the May 1st just because we realized it was May Day that day and with some of the Hispanic festivities going on in the city with their march and things that we wanted to make sure we weren't conflicting with that. So we moved the May 1st to May 8th.
May 8th. Okay. What is the committee's pleasure? Supervisor Johnson?
I move to receive and place on file in case other supervisors would be interested in having this scheduled.
Very good. If there's nothing further, Madam Clerk, please call roll on receive and place on file.
Supervisors Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Fleischon.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Very good. And thank you, Jason. Okay. Madam Clerk, let's go to item number 9, please.